This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who's Kevin McCullough? I'm sorry.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who's Kevin McCullough?
No.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
Of Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
All right, man, we are so jazzed to have you with us. It is hour number two. We are off and running. We are on a little bit of an emoji adventure tonight. I'll explain that when we get into our hour here. But we have also got one of the most lovely creatures in all of cable news punditry. She is on the Fox News channel. She's on the Fox Business channel. She does the CNN thing sometimes. You see her on other places. She even has her own television show called America Trends with Dr. Gina, which happens to be on the sister network of Biz TV. So we're very honored to have with us tonight Dr. Gina Loudon. She is literally one of the nicest people you'll ever meet and always has good things to say about nearly everyone she's ever come across. And if she doesn't have something good to say about you, brother, you better check yourself at the door, because that means you the problem, not her. Dr. Gina, we haven't had you on Saturday nights in such a long time. Thank you for coming, and thanks for coming back.
It's good to be with you tonight.
Let me just ask a couple of questions right up front. When people are talking to Dr. Gina, they are talking to someone who went through a very tumultuous educational process to get that doctor in front of her name. But I forget the details on it. So sometimes I'm talking with people and I'm like, yeah, you know, when she was working on her work, she went through a really and I don't do it justice. So just for people that have never met you, don't know anything about you, walk us through that part of your life real quick.
Yeah, well, I was getting my master's degree at St. Louis University, Kevin, and one night I went to a fundraiser for a friend of mine who was, I believe he was running for the U.S. Senate at the time. His name was Jim Talent.
Okay.
And I wore his sticker.
Yeah,
and I wore his sticker by mistake to my master's course later that day. And
which wouldn't be unusual. It was just on your jacket. You just had the sticker on your jacket.
Sticker.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, they had Clinton and Gore campaign stickers in the hallways of my building, and I guess that was all okay for them. But I was called outside the class, and I was told to remove it because it would upset other students. And
Wait. So you had early snowflake syndrome students in that class.
Early snowflake syndrome going on. You're exactly right. So it was interesting because they. You know, I had about a 3.8 GPA. I was always in the top of my class.
That point, too, you just, you know, you were slacking off there, Gina. I don't know what the deal was.
Yeah. And I had always been, you know, I was president of the Honor Society. I'm not to brag, but the reason that is because it's going to matter here in a minute. Anyway, so I went to defend my thesis for my master's degree at the very end of it, again, with a high GPA and, you know, like I said, doing, of course, really well and expecting it to be more of a formality. In fact, when I talked to my counselor, that's what she told me. I said, what exactly is this thing where you go to this meeting, you know, the last day right before we graduate? She goes, oh, it's a formality. You don't really do anything. It's not really, it's you're done at that point because you've completed your thesis. Everyone signed off on it. It's just really a formality. But it wasn't for me, Kevin. I wrote my master's thesis on fatherhood and talked about my own father, and it was really mostly on what we called father loss syndrome, which I believed, of course, was a self-diagnosis at the time, but that's what all psych students do, and that's a whole other story.
Sure,
anyway.
Yeah.
But I wrote in my paper, my master's thesis, that today many men take an active role in their children's lives. Because I wanted to acknowledge the fact that, you know, even if my dad didn't want to be active in my life, then I believed it affected my life and the daughters, other daughters around the country who had experienced the same thing. I wanted to point to the fact that there are really good fathers like yourself, like my husband, who are extraordinarily involved in their children's lives. And I thought that was important to point out. They crossed out many. They put few. That was the only correction that they changed. Many fathers today take an active role in their children's lives. Too few fathers today take an active role in their children's lives. They failed me and refused to give me my master's degree.
Because of a word that they changed in your thesis.
One word. One word with a 3.85. I've gotten two other postgraduate degrees since then, so I'm having a little trouble remembering my grades, and I don't want to say the wrong number because God knows someone will hold me accountable. But it was with very high grades, almost a 4.0, top of my class, and they failed me the very last day. I didn't get to walk with my class. I had to go spend another literally tens of thousands of dollars getting a second master's degree because, as most people know, you need that to get your PhD.
Sure.
So I got a second master's degree at a different university and a PhD there, where I literally went undercover and pretended like I was a liberal for the entire duration of that time. And at my graduation for my PhD, I gave my testimony.
which for people that are not people of faith, it is the story of your coming to your relationship with God, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's
what I had to do. And I did graduate again from both of those, also summa cum laude. And so I hate people that brag about their grades. That's really annoying. And I don't mean to do that. But my point is just that they had no reason whatsoever to fail
sure.
me. I'm a proven
But Gina, what year was that that first master's degree that they failed you on? What year was that?
Oh, it would have been about, I guess, 15 years ago.
Man, so if that was that bad then we really can't be surprised that the snowflakes in America tonight have still refused to accept reality, that they've still...
Yeah.
I mean, because what you're talking... I believe that what you're talking about is a psychosis in the culture. It is an inability to look at 2 + 2 and understand that it means 4. And when you've been coddled and told it's okay, you don't have to worry about specificity and accuracy and all that kind of stuff, all of a sudden, yeah. and you rip the scab off of, like, you know, an Obama 8-year term that kind of, like, covered up all that stuff, you're really this is a different reality for them. They're walking around going, I did not know that I had to breathe in and out every day on my own in order to live life. I mean, this is bad, Gina.
You're exactly right. I will say, though, just to encourage people who are in the university setting today, which I don't even encourage my kids, honestly, today. I talk to them about what they want to do in life. I don't think a college degree, I think it's overrated. I think we pay too much. I think they get too much of our tax dollars in addition to indoctrinate our children. So I'm not even a huge encourager of college unless you know that what you want to do, you know, requires that you actually get a college degree because you spend so much money and time. But here's what I want to encourage people who are in universities today, and that is that today there are at least good organizations. Had this happened to me today, I would have known that there are all sorts of legal organizations that would have defended me.
Mm.
And I need to say this, too. I did ultimately... talked to the dean of students, who at the time was a card-carrying communist Black Panther, but she was an intellectually honest liberal, and she liked me for whatever reason, and she did go to bat for me. And about halfway through my next master's degree that I ended up having to get because they revoked my first one, I did end up getting my first master's degree.
Which
so that's
is now,
how I hold
right,
two master's degrees and the PhD. So I do hold it now, but it was just what I had to go through to get it. I didn't get to walk with my class. I had to pay for a whole other. I had to literally move to go to a university that didn't know me. You know, it was the whole thing. It was
sure.
just very, very complicated process that I had to go through, and not to mention the emotional toll it took on me. Today, any student would sue, but I didn't have those options, and it never even occurred to me. It's not even the kind of thing that I thought about, and I didn't have that, but today they do. There are lots of organizations that will sue
sure,
for
sure, sure.
who is wrong like that. Yeah.
Well, and that's such an egregious case of it. I mean, that's probably even something that both the J Seculo ACLJ and the ACLU would probably come to your aid on. No, because it's just so.
I don't think the ACLU would have helped me, but maybe the ACLJ.
Well,
yes.
I've said the same thing, and then I've been surprised every now and then when it's really cut and dry. They've actually done some honorable things. So,
well,
yeah.
Good to know. Good to know.
So we're talking with Gina Loudon, Dr. Gina, as she is seen. You may have seen her briefly on a primetime show called Wife Swap a number of years ago. You may see her now
yeah.
on the Fox News or the Fox Business outlets. Because she's on there like 24/7. Like Neil Cavuto wakes up, he goes to the first break, you know, Dr. Gina when we come back, and then like seriously, like two breaks later, there she is again. And no, I'm kidding, but she's on a lot, and you can really enjoy her punditry and take on the things there. Gina, this week I've kind of in my own mind I've kind of said that two women in particular may have handed Trump his reelection bid. And that is the complete flame-out meltdown of Rachel Maddow. And then the kind of surprising confession of Donna Brazile admitting that she was lying through her teeth for the last 4 months when she denied that she ever leaked any questions to the Hillary campaign in the debate process. Now exactly. She's admitted that that has happened, and of course we all know that Rachel Maddow either grossly misunderstood what she had in her hand when she was waving it around on TV, or was trying to make it say something that it didn't really say. But when we come back and we're up against this first break, I want to ask you about the psychology of what it is to the human being to be in the situation they're in, because I find it to be a fascinating thing. Anyway, Dr. Gene is our guest. We're coming right back. It's the Ladies Lounge. It is Radio Night Live on...
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Pressure Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What a little moonlight can do.
So glad you're with us live from New York. If you're watching on Biz TV, that's a live shot of Times Square. And you can tell we got a little snow, a little rain today. So they're not really in the super happy mood, but it's not too bad. The temperature's not terrible. It's going to be in the 50s this week. It'd be nice if we didn't have 20 inches of snow sitting on the ground, but, you know, we'll get rid of that eventually as well. Anyway, we're glad to have you with us, and in the ladies' lounge tonight, our good friend Dr. Gina Loudon is back with us, and we're always pleased to have her because she brings with her such a generous spirit, a happy enthusiasm that's contagious to everybody, and I was just reminded, Gina, because you do my daily show in drive time here in New York, but, you know, we have to cram everything into, like, 6 and 8 minute segments at the time. And it's like I feel very pressured, and I can never get to have a conversation with you because we're just talking about getting the news done as quickly as we can.
I know. I feel like I'm on the phone with you, and we're just like having a conversation. You're like, hey, what happened when you got your master's degree again? Yeah.
Well, and this is the way the late night show used to go. We this was the kind of stuff we would get into. So let me ask you about the women that made news this week. And let's start with Maddow. This is a woman who, you know, you know her worldview. Everybody does. She's a liberal. She works for the most liberal network on TV. She really, really hates Trump. She wants to destroy him at any turn. Evidently, the brass at NBC was never told she was going to waive this tax return around. What if you're Rachel Maddow, how do you wake up the next morning? What's going on inside of her from a psychological perspective right now?
I really do believe they are collectively insane at this point, Kevin. And you can't diagnose somebody without without examining them, of course, you know, clinically and doing a whole diagnostic workup. But I would say that, and I don't mean Rachel Maddow even specifically, I literally mean collectively,
right.
I believe the left is completely off their rockers. They've become the conspiracy theorists. Look at, I mean, you say the word Russia, and that must mean that Trump stole the election from Hillary.
Right.
You know, no one's ever had any shred of evidence to that effect. But they've become so completely the conspiracy theorists now. They're the ones seeing the little black helicopters and the you know, chemtrails now.
Yeah.
Only they have their own version of it.
Well, and just to prove your point, Keith Olbermann went off on a thing this week where he was saying that exact thing for GQ. You remember Ashley Judd at the Women's March just a few weeks ago got into how nasty a woman she is, and the whole place like goes up in applause, and it's
bizarre.
Like and now you see, you know, Maddow pulling this, and I honest to goodness, like, if she had had something to show, if the tax form had said something, you know, like, yes, he hid $40 million of his 150 and he didn't pay it in taxes, but he did it in an offshore account, well, then maybe you've got something to really, like, you know, smack people between the eyes with. She lost 54% of her overnight audience in the target demo, 25 to 54 year olds, the next night. Gina, it was a career suicide.
It was positively bizarre, but I really think that is the desperate place these people are. I think that, you know, we're dealing with people, I'm afraid, by and large, and I never really wanted to believe this, but hearing friends of mine who have been Democrats for years and years saying, that is not me, just so you know, like going out of their way to tell me
right. They
don't agree with any of these antics of late, tells me that they really are in a place where they're not making sense anymore. They have become truly the friends.
Well, and when you're talking about night after night after night after night, and you're talking about the inability to even have an actual valid discussion about things like health care or tax reform or national security, Gina, the travel ban, I think Greg Gutfeld said not long ago, you could water that thing down so that it only restricted, you know, redheaded people from the villages of Florida from coming into the United States, and they'd find something anti-Islamic about it, Islamophobic
yeah,
about
and,
it.
Yeah, and when something happens in this country and it is someone responsible for it from one of those countries that would have been in the travel ban, I'm telling you, they're going to own it. They're going to wear it like a medal.
You mean they're going to be proud of the fact that the event took place? Or we're going to stick it. We're going to say, no, this was your fault.
We're going to make them wear it.
Yeah, okay.
We're going to make them own it. And here's the other thing. You know, Rachel Maddow, what she did with the whole tax return thing, has really turned the tax return thing. I mean, imagine, Kevin, if you were a liberal commentator or even just a Democrat commentator and you did have something on Donald Trump regarding his taxes, you'd be scared to death to say it until you knew.
Right.
Backward. It's become the birth certificate.
Oh, it's laughingstock. And
yeah,
because Hillary,
the issue of this president.
You're exactly right. And because Hillary pursued that line of attack in the debate where she said, well, wouldn't it be interesting if your followers found out that, you know, you really only paid 0% in federal taxes. And to be candid, you couldn't have planned it better to, in terms of how it's going to reflect on the president, for him to say, well, I made $150 million in revenue, taxable revenue, and I paid $38 million of it in taxes. Like, Rachel Maddow's going to work the rest of her life. She won't pay $38 million in taxes collectively for her entire career. Like, this is truly a great thing for him, because it shows that he's you know, by the book, buttoned up. He's bulletproof.
Total embarrassment. Total embarrassing week for the Democrats, really. And you still wouldn't know it. You know, they can't do that whole mea culpa. You know, Kevin, you raise up little boys. You're raising up your own children.
Right.
And you know, one of the hardest things for men in particular, but I think for all people, is to apologize. I just noticed this about in my own life with my own family, whatever. And so I teach my little boys from a really young age how to be strong.
Sure.
That sometimes the greatest, strongest men are the best at saying they're sorry. And that's because their ego is so solid. Like, they're so self-confident and sure of who they are, that saying they're sorry doesn't cost them anything. And because people who are small and have small, fragile egos, I've noticed, cannot apologize. And that's what I think we're looking at here. I think that the left for so long has been people who are getting away with something, that don't have the self-confidence really to pull it off. They every single day wake up questioning who they really are and what's wrong with them. And that's why they're so angry. And that's why they're blaming things on us all the time. And that's why they're so, you know, so vitriolic. But it's also the reason why they can't look at this election and say, what were our mistakes? How can we apologize to those people that believed in us and voted for us, and so that they can then trust us for the next election? Because everything they're doing, from Madonna's ridiculous statements to their ridiculous pink hats to Maddow's theatrics to Snoop Dogg's ridiculousness this week, it doesn't even matter. Pick an incident. It's
right.
Daily now, right? Everything they're doing is handing a supermajority to Donald Trump in 2018 and a reelection to him in 2020.
Yeah.
And until they wake up to that psychological reality, they will keep acting desperate and losing. This is really the cycle of the addictive personality that just is a loser his whole entire life and can't figure out why.
Isn't that interesting? And they keep going back to the same boyfriend again and again. And guess what? He keeps lying to them.
Yeah, and you know, the Bible, I mean, I always go to scripture on this, but the truths here are so profound. The Bible describes this exactly as to what a dog will do, and it's so disgusting.
Oh.
I'm not going to say it, but we all know that scripture. And it's the definition of an idiot, right? Keep doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. They are still running a campaign from the last election, and they are still expecting a different result, but they made the same mistake
yeah.
in the election, and they've learned zero.
So well said. Gina, thank you as always for being with us. We sure appreciate you. All right.
Nice to be with you.
Come on back sometime. Kevin McCullough, watch your weeknights, America Trends, on our sister network, U2 America. That's the television network to sister network to do.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe, I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, boys, boys.
Live from New York, boys, it boys, is Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Our phone line is now open, 888-340-3373. You got anything to say about what Dr. Gina had to say? We'll take your calls. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. So, earlier today... last hour, in fact, I teased this topic, but earlier today had a very interesting thing. And sometimes the stuff that fascinates me are things that just bubble up out of real life, right? So like the whole, would you pick sleep, guaranteed sleep for a lifetime and be, you know, the most well rest you've ever had or win the lottery? I think we ended up like 2/3 to 1/3 said, sleep to lottery, I think was the poll so far. If you got thoughts on that, we're still taking it, 888-340-3373. But so earlier today, the staff, as we do every Saturday, they wait with bated breath. They just sit on the edge of their seats hoping, oh, what will Kevin send in show prep today? And they cancel the rest of their schedule until they see what I start to text them in terms of stories that I'm working on and stuff. I'm kidding. They're very busy. Sometimes I'm lucky to ever hear from them, you know, prior to walking into the studio. But I noticed that one of our staffers, young man Ivan, who's now he's the boss of the place. I don't know how he still qualifies as young man. But anyway, young man Ivan comes into the studio earlier today and repairs one of our computers that we really need to work right for the show to operate properly. And then he sends a note to everybody via the group text. And in the response to it, Owen, slightly older than young man Ivan Owen, I think that's how I'll describe him, our resident Jamaican, puts the thumb emoji into the text bar of the text, and on our Apple phones it all comes through, so there's the thumb emoji, except that it was a darker hue. In fact, I think it was the either if you're looking at your screen on the Biz TV channel there, it was either the one in the middle or the ones to the second from the end. So it was the darker hue hand, and Owen himself is from Jamaica, and he's not a Chinese Jamaican. He's a Jamaican. So no, I don't know if he drinks Hawaiian punch or not. What's that? Drink the Hawaiian punch? Who asked that? I don't know. Anyway, so then I called him out. I said, Owen, did you just put the black man thumbs up into the text box? And he giggled, LOL'd, you know, whatever. He said, I didn't pick the darkest one. Like, whatever, I don't care. And then that reminded me that a long time ago when I started using the thumbs up emoji, I didn't know that it had other options. It was just the yellow one. And I'm always like, I don't look like a banana. Why am I using a thumb that's the same color as a mango? I don't get it. So, and then I discovered that it had the more realistic gradient. Put the thing back on the screen, Nick. You've got the really dark. You've got the slightly less dark. You've got you see him. So there's that one that's the closest to pasty white, which is I think technically my skin color. Or chalk. They haven't come up with a chalk white or pasty white, but that's what I would be. Because if you've ever, you don't, it's an ugly thing. You don't want to ever see what's underneath my shirt. It's just, it's bad. So I have to use that peach colored one, but that was the color in the crayon box I always colored for people's skins, right? You pick out the peach, and that was the color of the skin. So I say back to Owen and all the rest of the staff at that point that one of the things that bugs me is when people just use the yellow hand by default. You know, you've got this whole gradient scale of emojis. And then I ask myself the question, self, why does this bother you? And I realized I've been kind of suckered into the Unicode political correctness. Now, the Unicode are the people. They actually run the world. I think they are, you know, controlling the White House and the Wall Street markets and everything else. But they write the emoji code. And so they took the gun out of the Apple emoji and they put the water gun in because it was too hostile having a firearm in the Unicode for the emojis. But the water gun could stay. This last year they put in same-sex couples into the couple emojis. So you have the husband and the wife, and the husband and the wife and the kid, and the husband and the wife and the two kids, and then you have the two dudes by themselves, and then the two dudes with a kid, and the two dudes with two kids, and then you've got the two lesbians with the kid, and the two lesbians with the two kids. So that's all in there, too. So we have to live with all of this, like, political correctness. So my question is a simple one. What does it say about our culture that we have all of these things in emoji form that we have to use? See, and then young man Ivan responded back with the blackest thumb in the book, and he's not a black man. Should people be offended that he used the black thumbs up even though he's a Dominican or Puerto Rican?
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Yep, it's Kevin McCullough. Glad you're with us. Sans glasses tonight, so I can barely make out which direction the television camera is at that I'm supposed to be looking at. See, during the break, I have Owen come in and point in a certain direction using his black pointer finger. But if it was an emoji, would it be? See, that's the question. The question is, if we're a colorblind society, shouldn't we just all use the yellow, generic, default emoji thumb hand? Once you introduced the gradient scale to me, I felt compelled. And I don't know why. Is it just the pressure of this insane, politically incorrect day that we live in that people are like, you should use the white one? Because to be honest, just to be flat out honest, until Owen put the black thumbs up into the text thread that the staff was using this afternoon, I had never seen it used before. And I text with many African-American friends, sometimes several each day. But I think most of the time they just use the yellow default. So why did I feel pressured to put the gradient peach colored thumbs up into my the emojis I now use the most? Because that's the thing too. If you use them, then there's the smart technology and they keep pushing the ones you use to the most, to the easiest ones to find. So my laugh out loud ones are like, they're all the top six, you know, the ones with the crying tears. Because I put that in more stuff than anything else, but I do the thumbs up a lot. Because everybody knows a smile and a raised thumb is a universal sign of approval. You go to any place on the planet, and they ask you a question. You give them a smile and a thumbs up. You just said yes, no matter what the question was. Did you kill your dog last night? But raised thumb, big smile. You did it. Anyway, let's take your calls. 888-340-3373. It can be about anything we've talked about tonight. Let's go to the Bronx, where Mr. Gino is watching on Biz TV. Hello, Gino.
First of all, that Yul Brynner, Telly Savalas look that you got, putting no hair on your head, that's got to go. At least grow a beard.
I can't grow anything. I do have a beard. I got the beard right here. What are you talking about?
But you can look like the guy from ZZ Top with a very long beard. You know, 3 foot long beard.
No, then I'll get stopped in security, Gino. Don't you know anything? With my cap on, they'll go, come here, Mr. McCullough.
Put a cowboy's hat on, you'll be all right.
Okay.
And as far as the emoji nonsense, if they had an emoji for the middle finger, maybe that's the one I'd use.
Gino, hold on a second. I was preparing for tonight. I'm talking to the lovely bride. I'm like, do you find it weird that they have the gradient colors for the thing? Oh, and they don't offer it for the faces. It's only for the hand gestures. She goes, did you know that they added a middle finger emoji to the Unicode? And I'm like, no. How can you have the middle finger and the gay couples with the adopted kids into the emojis, but you can't have a gun? They took the gun out. All they left us with is a water gun.
Well, if I ever contact Rachel Maddow, that's the one I would use. And I wouldn't care what color middle finger I'd use. I don't know why this bimbo still has a TV show. I don't believe she has a TV show.
Well, she practically doesn't.
To sabotage the Trumpster with the releasing of the income tax returns, which is a felony. It's a crime. If you or me had done this, we would have been lynched from the nearest street lamppost. But why she still keeps her job at LSD, or the more stupid numbskull broadcasting company, I'll never know why.
I like that last one.
The reason why you should have me on the show, you should have me in the studio. It's about time, 4.5 years. I'm still waiting for that invitation, Nancy.
Gino, hold on a second. First of all, you confessed to the call screeners tonight that you came late. So, first of all, you were tardy. That's a demerit. You're automatically set back. But the other thing is, back to Maddow's audience ratings, the following night, she lost 54% of her target audience, 25 to 54-year-olds. That's like a kiss of death to advertisers.
It matches her IQ of 54, so that's about even. That's about right. But as far as coming late, it's because I don't get reception to Biz TV. I got to put you back on AM 970 so I could call you up earlier.
Well.
And in case Danny the Doofus calls in, I want to goof on him all the time as well, like we used to do in the good old days of the show.
To be candid, Gino, I haven't heard from Danny in a while. I'm hoping that he's okay. We're hoping that something nefarious didn't happen to him, but maybe he got swept up in the surveillance. I don't know. It's happened.
Maybe he's doing a protest in the Everglades with Mr. Crocodile opening him up.
All right, Gino, thanks for the call.
All right, Telly.
Appreciate it. Yeah. You see, half the audience doesn't even know who Telly Savalas was. That's the sad part. Kojak. It was a really good TV show back in the 70s. By the way, next week we are going to plan a very, very special broadcast for you. It will be one of the best we have ever produced, but I will not be here live. Because I turned 47. So, for some strange reason, my family would like to see me on my birthday. So I'm going to take next Saturday off. It will be a fantastic show. But you just won't get to talk to me. You won't get to yell at me live the way Gino just did. 888-340-3373. And we are also taking your calls on the issue of whether you would, if you had the chance to choose between winning the lottery or getting great sleep for the rest of your life, which would you pick? And I think you would probably pick the best sleep of your life. Did you know you don't have to win the lottery to do it? Just get your MyPillow. Right now, they're 50% off when you use my promo code, KMC. When you call 1-800-506-2641, you're going to get two premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows for the cost of just two pillows. Four for the price of two. It's not available anywhere else. Mike Lindell made this, the Mike 4-Pack Special, and he's giving you free shipping. So call tonight. They're guaranteed, no full money back, no questions asked, first 60 days. They guarantee them to never go flat for the first 10 years of the pillow's life. 10 years? Have you ever bought a pillow that you've used for more than a year? This is a 10-year warranty on these things, and they will replace it if anything goes wrong with it for the first 10 years that you own it. 800-506-2641, 800-506-2641, 800-506-2641, and use promo code KMC when you call. That's going to put you right to the special where you can get these prices just for you. Mike specifically wanted to make sure that you got the best price possible. I'm laughing because my research team has put a picture of Telly Savalas on the television feed. For those of you watching by way of radio, you can't see it, but the resemblance is somewhat scary. Nick, zoom in so that they can get an even closer comparison of the two. See, I think he just has a little bit more of a point on the top of his head, but he does look very serious. I don't know. I kind of dig it. Kevin McCullough, we're coming back. Happy St. Paddy's weekend to you as well. We've got a lot to get to. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. It is Radio Night Live from New York.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indy hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides.
ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Couldn't be happier than to have you with us on Saturday nights, Kevin McCullough. We try to have a little bit of fun, try to have a giggle or two, try to talk about some important things. Speaking of important things, the way Rachel Maddow and these people have guaranteed, basically, Donald Trump will be reelected. Nick, pull up the memes, because I couldn't help myself this week. I get a little bit gleeful when the liberals fall on their own toes. So I created this one. The number of people who offer Rachel Maddow a job after her show last night. And that was pretty close to being true, too. She dropped her audience 54% in 24 hours. Now, look, I still think there's enough crazy people out there that are going to turn on MSNBC. They actually think that what she did was kind of cool. But I do think that she severely hurt herself. And then this one, hey, who has two opposable thumbs, reports breaking news that the Wall Street Journal actually had information on a year previous. And no clue that the Internet was mocking her. This gal, that's who. Because all night long she was saying it's 37 minutes until we reveal Donald Trump's tax returns. Actually, that's a pretty good imitation of Rachel Maddow, isn't it? Yeah. I'm telling you, it is happening tonight. We will kill Donald Trump. We've got his tax returns 9 at 9 on MSNBC. And then it just turned into the biggest nothing burger stink bomb of all. And you know who agreed? This is the problem. Go Google Rachel Maddow's ratings following, and look at who all has criticized her. When Bill Maher on HBO's Friday Night Show is saying that she served up a big plate of nothing. Now, come on. Bill Maher doesn't get, I mean, you don't get more anti-Republican than Bill Maher. So he should have been friendly fire. Van Jones at CNN. Of course, it's a competitive network. I guess maybe Bill Maher's is too, but it doesn't seem to really matter. These people just throwing her under the bus. And after they drove over her, they backed it up again. And basically, like, now they're throwing her down the stairs. Like, they're just showing her the door as easy as they can. I actually feel bad for her on some level. Like she didn't know what she was doing. And you would think that someone in the upper ranks of MSNBC would maybe pay attention to that now. Maybe say, I don't know if that should be like our face of the network. Because she's the best performing show they have. All the other ones are even worse. Go blind. Well, now you know why. You can go by, look up my DVR rates for the last like 7 years. I don't think there's one MSNBC show that we've observed in the McCullough household. It speaks for itself. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, really grateful to have had you along with us tonight. So the official ruling is people prefer sleep to the lottery winning. Even here on Saturday night, I was kind of impressed with that. And the guys during the break, they went and they found all the other emojis where you can now do politically correct racial use now. They've even got a cute black baby with a big little bun on top of his head. Then they've got like the little Nazi child, the blonde hair with the blue eyes and the really harsh look on his face. I don't know. The Unicode people need new jobs. Kevin McCullough, we'll see ya on Radio Night Live. Thank you, Shreveport.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's big agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.